We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 9, page Taf Taf Lamidchet, Table of Answers to the Words, Definition, Man. You can ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 9, page Taf Taf Lamidchet, Table of Answers to the Words, Definition, Man. Man means Galgalta in the name of the Low One, Tachton, which were cleaved in one degree with the fallen Achap of the Upper One. And therefore, during the Gadlut, adulthood of the Upper One, which already brought back to himself his fallen Achap, which became his new Nehi, necessarily they also have Galgalta in name of the Tachton, the Lower One, and they are regarded there as man, in a way that every Partsuf which already attained the Bechina of his Gadlut has the Galgalta in the name of his Lower One cleave to his Nehi, and they serve as man to him. However, that requires great understanding, because the matter of these man are only the Bechinot of Masach and Avyut, coarseness, which were well explained in the previous parts of the Partsufim of Ak, and there is no distinction in them except for the change of place, because there the Masach and Avyut was instilled in the Kli of Malchut, and here it was in the Kli of Yesod of every Partsuf. And there's another change in action, where Malchut had received to the quality of Yesod, meaning that Gvura and the coarseness of the Bechina of Yesod of Ab was added to her, in the meaning of Shaul, which is hidden to the Kelim. And besides that, the rest of the matters are completely similar to each other, meaning the Zivug Da'aka'a, and the measure of the degrees which emerge there on the Masach of the Kli of Malchut, they also emerge here over the man. And also the matter of the incorporation of the Masach and the Reshimo of the Lower One in the Rosh of the Upper One, which applies there in the birth of every Partsuf, it is the same here. Only here, this incorporation is regarded as Ibu, a conception, in his mother womb. And this is the detaining force which was renewed here by the Gvura of Yesod, which is called Tuvavin or Delet, door. And therefore, we should distinguish in every zivug that there are two kinds of man in every nukva. One of herself, meaning the same bechina of her own man when she was included in her upper one as man. And also, after her coming to her place, when she used the man for her zachar, for her male, because in every partsuf there is male and female, which are called ma and bon, which means the bechina of the masach and avyut, masach and coarseness, which are called bon and nukva, and the degree of light which emerges over that masach, which is called ma or zachar, or male. And there is no partsuf which won't have ma and bon, for there is no light without a kli, meaning the bechinot of masach and coarseness which the light strikes upon. And therefore, through the kelim emerge by the reflected light, as written in the partsufim of Ak. Only there is an addition here over the nukva of the guf of every partsuf, where also the old kelim of the partsuf of Nikudim, which are brought out from Bia, they too connect with the nukva of the guf. And therefore, all these bechinot man, which the nukva, female of the guf, used for the sake of the guf of the partsuf, all the degrees of the man remained in her, for there is no absence in the spiritual. And when the man of the upper one are included in her and he wishes to correct them, then she performs a zivug with the male, zachar, of her guf, over the bechinot man of one of these degrees that she had from the time of her katnut, meaning from the corresponding bechina with respect to the man of the low one, which integrate with her in that zivug. and with it she corrects the man of the Low One. Therefore, there are two kinds of man here. One of herself, which were carved in the essence of her construction from her infancy, and the man of the Low One, which are cleaved to her Achab. And in order to distinguish between them, her own man are called man Sefach, which are from the construction of the 27 letters of her own guf, where man Sepach are the bechinot of Nehi, of the ending of the 22 letters of the Rosh of her Toch, and the bechina of the man of the Low One, which integrate in those man Sepach, are regarded as just man. Yet, we need to distinguish that there are two kinds of man in the nukva of her own guf. One, man from the time of her katnut, infancy, which are the bechinot of gvurot and dinim, since they come from the bechina of enayim, which caused the deficiency of nehi in the kelim and also in the lights. And there is man from the time of her adulthood, gadlut, where the force of din and restriction came down from the enayim and came to their place in the pain. And these are the mitigated gvurot, which are called the rejoicing wine. And they are even more important than the bechina of the ma in the guf, as written, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. And everything that is explained in the applies to the nukva of the guf also applies to the separated nukva equally, because the separated nukva returns and receives all those degrees of man from the nukva of the guf. Only the zivugim of the male and female of the guf are called zivugim, couplings from her and within her, and the male and the separated nukva has an actual zivug, for these are two complete patsufim, where each has the nukva of the guf, because the ma and bone of the zachar of the male are the male and female of the male, and ma and bone of the nekeva female are the male and female of the female. And this is a necessary thing, for there is no patsuf without ma and bon.
All right, we won't scrutinize now all those things. Let's go back to opening inner light. We won't go back to all these diverting things. Where were we?
So we are at page Taftaf. Tetvav, item 5, inner reflection. Page Taftaf Tetvav, Istaklut Mimit, inner reflection, item 5. And that part of man which the upper one carries within it from the time of Bi'akad Ma'a is called Hay Rucha Deshavek Baba'ala in Bi'akad Ma'a. It became the root for every Bechina of Neran Chai of the Low One, which is ascribed to that degree, where the Achap of the upper one were corrected in here. For instance, if the Bi'akad Ma'a, the first coming of the upper one, was in the Bechina of Neshama, where the drop of Chesed of the Zivug Ab the Sag brought down the Hei Tata'a from his Enayim only to the Bechina of Ozin, and then only the degree of Neshama emerges there, as known, then the part of the man which is with him in this Bi'akad Ma'a, the first coming, is considered to be only the Bechina of Nefesh Ruach Neshama, meaning Neran Chai de Nefesh and Neran Chai de Ruach, where later on, in the following Zivugim in the upper one for the purpose of this man, he gives them back their share gradually. At first, Nefesh de Nefesh, and then Ruach de Nefesh, because for every degree that he gives to the Low One, he performs a zivug, especially for him, until he brings back to him the entire Ruach HaKadma, which was in the possession of the upper one since the Bi'akad Ma'a, the first coming. And then the power of birth is stopped, for he has nothing to give birth to anymore. However, in terms of Mochin Dechaya, the upper one doesn't have a kli which raises man, and not the Bechina of Rucha, where he will be able to impart upon his low one, because both the kli and the Rucha were only a root to the sons from, in terms of Neshama, and not from the Bechina of Chaya, as explained.
Okay, so from here we understand that it is impossible for more to come than the, well, what's important for us? The low one cannot receive more than he asked for what he developed. Man for what he had the vessel. Accordingly, he deserves the corrections and fulfillments.
And therefore, when he wants to bestow anything from Mochin de Chaya,
which is a higher degree than what he has attained thus far,
he himself needs additional Mochin from his upper's upper. And the upper one goes up to the upper's upper, to man. And then from the Zivug of Absag of the upper's upper, he receives from it the drop of Zivug, which brings down the lower hay from the Enaim to the Chotem. And then the Achap of Chaya are returned to him, and he receives Mochin de Chaya.
Because Chotem is Gimel, yes? Pays Dalet. Ozen is Niv?
Bet,
right. Nice.
And here the matter repeats of the matter of Kli and Ruch HaKadma'a. Because also in Achap de Chaya, the Galgalta and Am of the Low One are cleaved to the same Bechina of Chaya. And they too are there with the Achap of the Upper One during the Zivug, where the degree of the Zivug closes in their own Bechina as well. Rather, the man themselves cannot receive into them anything, since then they are in the Bechina of Bi'akadma, the first coming, and they have no depiction yet. And therefore the upper one receives their share.
Nevertheless, they must be in the Elyon in order for the Elyon to receive their share and descend with them together.
In the meaning of Rucha de Shadi de Ba'ala in the first coming, where later on the upper one performs a special zivug for the purpose of the low one and depicts it in the meaning of the second coming, Bi'ashnia. Also gradually, at first Nefesh de Nefesh de Chaya, and then Ruach de Nefesh de Chaya, in the way of degrees, until he brings him back his whole share.
Accordingly, in small portions, the upper one gives the lower one what he received from the Elyon. Clear? Questions? Yes.
We define Galgalta and Ayam and Achap as vessels of Rosh. That's usually how Baal HaSulam defines them. So where is the matter of the goof after the second restriction?
I didn't get it.
Where is the goof after the second restriction?
What do you mean, where is the goof? The goof is like goof.
There's Galgalta and Ayam, there are Kelim of Rosh, Achap.
No.
There are Kelim of the Rosh. Where is the goof?
So what happened with the goof prior?
There's Rosh and Guf.
So?
And now there's Galgalta Naim and Achap. And Achap are also in Galgalta Naim, which are also Kelim of Rosh.
No, we're talking of Galgalta Naim and Achap that are everywhere, in every desire, in every portion. You have a part that you activate called Galgalta Naim and a part you're not allowed to activate called Achap. And in general, accordingly, you can divide all the Galgalta Naim together. They can activate it, and all the hubs are forbidden from being activated.
So if you activate Galgalta Naim, a goof emerges? What do you mean to activate Galgalta Naim?
Sir, nothing disappears. There are 10 Sefirot, yes. Those 10 Sefirot began to work with his intention. They build themselves, Rosh. These 10 Sefirot, by the Rosh, began to divide into work in favor and against this way, that way. They start divided into Rosh, Toch Sof. Then they decided to work in second restriction. In every part, in every desire, in every place, it becomes the division of above second restriction or below it, called Parsa. So that in each and everything, it is, we can divide in a general fashion. Now, at the peak, the Parsuf, all the Galgal Tenaim above, all the Haplemata below. All right. However, from that his structure changed? No, rather this is how we, for our sake, in order to talk about it, this is how we were saying it. Later on we say, there's gadlut, katnut, in all kind of desires. Nothing disappears. We are only speaking of desires that are, are we about to work with it or not? Is forbidden or permitted, etc.
There is a partzuf in katnut, gagalta enayim. So there's a zivug in nikve enayim. The question is, where does the goof expand?
Above then the place of the zivug, the goof expands.
Below?
What is below? That after the zivug in Rosh, what's in the Rosh expands in the goof. Hence it is called below. Below in importance, because the main thing is importance in the Rosh. The goof only point out to the fact that there was the right intention in the Rosh.
This is a question from the women about the man.
Yes, obvious.
It says that the man rises. Then why does it say in the Torah that the man falls from heaven? So does it go up or down?
Psst, that's women's question. So, guys, how would we answer that? Yes, oh, Moshe knows how to answer.
First of all, it doesn't say that it goes down. It says that it rains, man from heaven.
All right, so we need to learn Torah.
The definition, I don't know, I'm turning to myself here. The definition, he says that the Echap of the Upper One and the part of the lower one, that they were together. So it doesn't go up or down. It's just something that pre-existed between them. There, I don't know, but there I find something there. But
what does it mean? It pre-existed. And
well, I'll see what the words say.
Item 5?
In the definition, right, yeah.
Are in the definition, right.
They were adhered on one level with the Echap of the upper one that are fallen. So maybe when the Echap of the upper one fell, they were together, I don't know.
I wouldn't like to get into it. The man isn't Echap Delion, not the Gelgal Tainaim of the Tachton. It is the Gelgal Tainaim of the Tachton cleaved on to the Echap of Delion. Meaning there is a very important addition here that they are cleaved on to the Echap of Delion. It's not the same Echap Delion that was prior, nor the Gelgal Tainaim of the lower one that was prior. Rather, the adhesion in one another, the relinquishment, the preference of being in it, etc. Delion also, it's not his Echap. What is Echap Delion? It is Echap Delion that Gelgal Tainaim of the Tachton are cleaved on to it. Meaning it's all different. Meaning there's kind of a combination of both that is different from each one and just any connection between them. That stems from the fact that the Elyon very much wants the Tachton to be absorbed in it, just like the woman who wants to fall pregnant very much. And the Tachton, the low one, very much want to be integrated in the Elyon and willing to relinquish everything for that. So that mutual connection, this mutual tendency towards one another, that already speaks of adhesion of the creature with the creator and the creator with the creature. Already in that action, although it's still far from upper zivugim and raising lowering mud and the corrections, but that's already something, a futuristic new thing. It's the futuristic form of Adam that resembles and is in adhesion with the Creator. This is the man. already now he is pretty much determining the his essence, being those two beloved ones that are meeting in such way that everyone relinquishes himself, everyone cancels himself with respect to the other only for the sake of the connection. The Elyon lives all his delighted in mercy, and he's willing to enter a job that is totally against his nature. He's willing to do it for the sake of the Tachton. And the Tachton is willing to relinquish everything only to remain connected and absorb, disappear within the Elyon. He let go of his, he's letting go of his Achab, totally. He's willing to be completely. Hence, there's a new form here of the essence of them both. To the extent that they are in such unity, then begin to evolve also the Rechem of the Elyon and the body, the goof of the Ubar of the Tachton, of the low one. Look, it's the center of the entire creation. We don't understand how it's the most important thing of life. The many things here, therefore, are embedded in it. Yes.
So for this, there is a special connection between the Rav and the student, and also when the student goes out to the audience, there's the audience that can cling to him and the audience that falls away. All the system of connections.
Yes, all the connections.
All the connections, yeah. I think it relates to the same issue. It says, when the upper one receives the part of the lower one, and then it couples especially for the lower one, and gradually gives him back his entire share. Can you explain that with regards to integral education, what we do there? No, I'll tell you why, because it turns out that if I go out to disseminate and I'm included in the lower ones, in the workshops that we give, and I'm the pipe through which the man rises to the upper one. So what does it mean that there's lower and upper of the upper one?
You're coming to the group with a lack of the low one, of the Tachton, whereby you're in your contact with Elyon.
Right, but according to what I understood that's written here, the upper one receives everything, and then gradually he gives the lower one bit by bit according to its ability.
When you're in the integration within the center of the group, in the connection you have between you, when you discover the upper force, even if you don't discover, but it works, it's there nevertheless in you already. Coming to revelation is coming to revelation. But even beforehand, it's just on the surroundings. They're still working in the center of the group. And to the extent you're integrated, you're receiving from there and you pass it on to the low ones. Now when you come to them and pass it on to them, you're passing things gradually.
This I understand. I just don't understand. What does it mean that the upper one receives from the upper's upper one?
Everything. Everything, and then you receive a certain portion, and then what's coming with that attainment, with that understanding, with all that you have in mind and feel, you come to the outer public with which you started, and then you release it to them in a subtle, gradual manner.
How does the fact that I receive everything, the whole picture, doesn't make me fall once more to the klipa? How do I keep it with the right intention still for the lower one, and not because I received everything, then I...
If you receive from above, it's a sign you can hold it. It's a sign you can hold it. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be integrated with Eli Elyon and receive from it. You can hold on to it. As Elyon, that one, it's a sign that you can have it. If you received it from above, that's it. Because what you receive from above, you're not receiving from above just like that some pleasure. You're receiving a pleasure that is clothed within the vessel, within the returning light, within mercy. When you receive from above the abundance of attainment and sensation. However, in the wrapping of in order to bestow, you're giving it as a package. Yes.
Before we read about the man, that man is like the matter of Masach and Oviut. Only it's over the Yesod, which
yes.
is... So the question is whether the Galgalta Enayim of the lower one is like the Masach, and the Oviut is the Achap of the upper one?
No, Galgalta Enayim of the Tachton of the lower one isn't the Masach, and Achap of the Leon...
So what is the relevance of Masach and Oviut in relation to man?
I hardly understand your questions. Again?
We read in the definition of the man
that it's Galgalta Enayim of the Tachton cleaved onto the Achap of the Elyon.
No, that he compares it with the world of Ak, that it's Masach and Oviut as the Malchut had.
Well, if you want, we don't have time for it now, but find a place and next time read it and ask specifically. Comparing it something else.
Okay.
The definition of man is simple, although within there's much to add. Yes, Niv.
Jenny from Moscow is asking, who is the upper one?
He is above the Elyon, above the upper one. I don't understand. What are you asking kind of like that? The Elyon says the upper one is the group. I don't know with respect to what are you asking, in what field? Tachton, low one means Shimon from the market, which I want to bestow upon. Right? According to, he says you have a problem with the watermelons, right? They're stealing his watermelon, and I promised to secure his stall there in the market, so they won't steal from him, right? So I'm included with his luck. Otherwise, he won't have how to make income, how to sustain his family. So I'm coming without pain to the group. I'm with respect to him and Elyon, an upper one, right? I'm integrated with Elyon, the group. I'm integrated in the middle of the group. And there, along with everyone, I find the Creator. Right? That's it. I receive the power from there, receive the excitement, impressions, everything. I come back to Shimon from the market and start bestow upon him. Everything I'll bestow upon him in strengthening his stall, I'm putting a few planks of wood there, etc., etc. In that, there is a spiritual action, there's a spiritual light. By that, he'll be connected or dependent upon me. You can see now, after a few words that people are talking to you, they start to feel a certain belonging to you, right? That's it. If you would put a few of those planks of wood for him, you'll help him, you'll bring him, then you'll see what will happen, because there's a spiritual force in that. It's not just like that, like the animals leave and all these greenies kind of organizations. Rather, it is truly, how shall I put it? It is truly spiritual passing on. And then he will understand, why do I need to be Shimon from the market? I want to be Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Yes, this is how it will happen. And we'll move to the next part of the lesson.
And we'll sing a song.
שיכוון אותך אל המקום הזה Yeah.